Welcome, everyone, to the very first episode of Coastal Living and Design. I'm your host, Michael, and in this podcast, we'll be exploring, you know, everything that makes a house a home, especially when you're dreaming of that relaxed, elegant beach lifestyle. And to launch our series, I am so thrilled to introduce our resident expert.
Oh.
She is the owner of the acclaimed coastal cottage of Amelia right here on beautiful Amelia Island, Florida. Please give a warm welcome to Yvonne Fenn.
Thank you for having me, Michael. It's truly wonderful to be here and to kick off this exciting new project with you.
We are so happy to have you. Yvonne, I have to begin with a huge congratulations. I've been following the news and it seems Coastal Cottage of Amelia is just sweeping the recent awards.
Oh, thank you so much. We are absolutely over the moon. It's been an incredible honor.
Yeah?
The readers of our local newsletter voted us Best Interior Design Service.
Wow.
Which is special because it's our third year in a row winning that.
Three consecutive years. That's a powerful statement about your work.
It is.
But that wasn't the only award, was it?
No. And the next one is something I hold very, very close to my heart.
Okay.
We were also named Best Place to Work.
Oh, I love that.
I say it all the time, but I truly have the most amazing, dedicated, and talented staff.
Right.
They are the soul of the store, and that award is a direct reflection of their passion and commitment.
I believe that a great team is the foundation of any great business.
Mm-hmm.
It says so much about the welcoming atmosphere people will find when they walk through your doors. So for our listeners who are just getting to know you, can you paint a picture of what Coastal Cottage of Amelia is all about?
Of course. At our core, we are a home decor and furniture store.
Okay.
But we really function as a full-service interior design experience.
Mm.
We live and breathe that comfortable, sophisticated coastal lifestyle.
Mm.
But what really sets us apart, I think, is our philosophy on value.
Mm.
We believe our clients should invest their money in beautiful, quality pieces
right.
that will last,
yeah.
not in hefty design fees. So when you purchase your furniture, lighting, and accessories from us,
okay.
you receive our professional design services as a complimentary gift.
I love that approach.
Thank you.
The idea of why spend money on design fees? Let's put those dollars towards better quality furniture for your home. It's
mm-hmm.
so practical and client-focused. In your own journey to owning the store is also incredibly inspiring. You were a global strategic consultant before this.
I was. I spent years traveling the globe, which now it just fuels my passion for finding unique textiles, furniture, and accessories for our clients.
Wow.
It allows me to bring a global perspective to our distinctly local coastal aesthetic.
Mm.
My background is really a fusion of business acumen and a lifelong love for design, a passion I shared with my late husband. And it's a privilege to bring that into our clients' homes.
That passion is clearly resonating. The community also voted you best columnist for your design articles.
Yes.
So as our resident award-winning columnist, could you give our listeners a little taste of your expertise? Maybe a tip or two they can put into action this week?
I would love that. Let's start with something fundamental
okay.
that can change a room instantly.
Mm.
Scale and layout.
Right, yeah.
It's a common instinct to push all of our furniture up against the walls.
Right, yeah.
But that can make a room feel static.
Mm.
Try to float your furniture instead.
Okay.
Pull that sofa away from the wall, maybe add a console table behind it, and create a cozy conversational grouping on a beautiful area rug.
Yeah.
It's like creating an island for socializing right in your living room.
That's a fantastic visual, an island for socializing. It makes a room feel so much more dynamic. Do you have another one for us?
Absolutely. This is a fun, memorable one I call the thriller, filler, and spiller trick for floral arrangements.
Ooh, okay, I'm taking notes.
It's a simple recipe. Your thriller is your tall, dramatic centerpiece.
Okay.
Think of a striking orchid or some feathery pampas grass.
Right, right.
Then the filler is your mid-height greenery or fuller blooms, like hydrangeas or roses.
Right, right.
That fill out the body of the arrangement. And finally, the spiller is something that gracefully cascades over the edge of the vase, like hanging ivy or eucalyptus.
Mm.
To soften the lines, thriller, filler, spiller. It's a foolproof formula for a stunning arrangement.
I absolutely love that. It's so practical and easy to remember. This is exactly the kind of brilliant and accessible advice we'll be sharing in our future episodes, isn't it?
It is. This is just the beginning. In our upcoming conversations, we're going to dive deep into everything from mastering color layering and how to mix metals to choosing the right piece of art and decoding design trends in a way that feels timeless and personal.
Mm.
Our goal is to empower every listener to create a sanctuary they truly love.
I cannot wait. This has been the perfect start. Yvonne, thank you so much for sharing your story and your expertise with us today.
The pleasure was all mine, Michael. I'm already looking forward to our next chat.
As am I. And to all of our listeners, be sure to subscribe to Coastal Living and Design so you don't miss our next deep dive with Yvonne.
Yes.
And we're going to be turning your design dreams into a beautiful reality, one tip at a time. Now, here's a question we'd like you to think about until our next episode. Look at one room in your home. If you could float just one piece of furniture off the wall to create a new conversation area, which piece would it be, and how do you think it would change the feel of the space?